This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Campaigning for Lok Sabha elections is in full swing. Leaders of various political parties are holding rallies across states for the fourth phase and remaining phases of the Lok Sabha elections. Voting in the fourth phase will take place on the 13th of this month in 96 seats, spread across 10 states and the Union Territory. As many as 1,717 candidates are in the fray for this phase. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will be addressing two rallies at Narayanpet and Hyderabad today. The meeting to be held this evening at LB Stadium in Hyderabad will be the last poll rally of Mr. Modi in Telangana. Earlier, Congress senior leader Rahul Gandhi alleged that the BJP and its allies are trying to undermine the constitution. Addressing two public meetings at Saroor Nagar in Hyderabad, Mr. Gandhi emphasized on the resilience of the Indian constitution. Mr. Gandhi is scheduled to address joint rallies with Samajwadi Party President Akhilesh Yadav in UP's Kannauj and Kanpur. While BSP Supremo Mayawati is scheduled to address an election rally in Magrasa of Ramaipur in Akbarpur Parliamentary Constituency, Uttar Pradesh. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also address an election rally in the tribal domination Nandurbar district of Maharashtra in favour of BJP candidate Hina Gavit. In Uttarakhand, the portals of Kedarnath Dham ceremoniously opened today on Akshaya Tritiya, marking the official commencement of the revered Char Dham Yatra in the state. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami was also present to witness this divine event. This morning, amidst the chanting of Vedic hymns, the doors of Kedarnath Dham were opened to devotees. On this auspicious occasion, a large gathering of devoted pilgrims have congregated to witness this significant event. Kedarnath Dham has been decorated with approximately 20 quintals of marigold flowers, creating a vibrant atmosphere. The portals of Gangotri and Yamunotri shrines are also set to open today. The Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will visit Ayodhya today evening and perform Darshan Pujan of Ramlala. This is his first visit after consecration ceremony of Ramlala at Sri Ram Janmabhoomi in Ayodhya. During his one-day visit, he will visit Sri Ramlala Temple, Hanumangadi Temple, Kuber Tila in Ayodhya and participate in the Aarti at Saryu Ghat. Heavy security arrangements are in place in view of the visit of Vice President. The death toll in yesterday's cracker blast factory at Shivakashi has risen to 10. 11 people have been severely injured in the blast and efforts are on to clear the rubble as some are missing. Condoling the death of Chief Minister M.K. Stalin has urged officials to take swift rescue action and ensure proper treatment to those injured. A case has been registered against the owner and the person running the factory on lease. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also expressed anguish at the loss of lives due to a mishap at a factory in Shivakashi. The Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, has announced that one of its labs has achieved success in developing liquid ramjet fuel for an advanced air-breathing engine. This fuel has been tested successfully at Ramjet Test Bed at Defence Research and Development Laboratory, DRDL, on Wednesday. BPCL and Mineral Oil Corporation are industry partners in this development. Heat wave conditions are likely to prevail in Rajasthan till today. The India Meteorological Department has forecast hot and humid weather in Gujarat till Sunday. IMD has further said that rainfall along with thunderstorm and lightning is likely to prevail in West Bengal, Sikkim, Bihar, Odisha and Jharkhand today will continue till the next 2 days. Heavy rainfall is also likely over northeast India today. IMD said thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds are likely to prevail over Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, Chandigarh, Haryana, Vidarbha, Maharashtra, Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh for the next few days. Heavy rainfall is very likely in southern India till the next 2 to 3 days. The annual India-UK strategic dialogue was held in New Delhi yesterday. National Security Advisor of India, Ajit Dobhal, co-chaired the meeting along with his United Kingdom counterpart, Tim Barrow. Hockey India has announced a 24-member Indian men's hockey team that will take part in the FIH Hockey Pro League 2023-2024 to be held in Antwerp, Belgium in London. And that is the end of this news bulletin.